Are you one of the 72? That's what I'd like you to think about as we work through these readings, because I'm going to try to help you understand that we are all one of the 72 today. In the first reading from Isaiah, Isaiah is preaching and teaching to us about Jerusalem. In the Old Testament belief and teaching, Jerusalem was the place where they placed the Ark of the Covenant in the temple for the first time. When the tent was removed and David was told to build the temple, and Solomon fulfilled that and built the temple. So God was present in the temple, and the temple was built in Jerusalem. So the home for the Jewish people was to go to Jerusalem. That's why they all pilgrimaged to Jerusalem for all of the feasts, for the Passover, and all of the things that they came to celebrate in their faith, because they wanted to be in the presence of God. Who is that for us today? That is Jesus Christ. Jesus came. The temple was destroyed in the year 70, and Jesus replaced that temple. How? He's in each and every one of us right now. He is with each and every one of us right now. Why are we here today? And the biggest reason we're here today is to be fed from this table, the Eucharist of Jesus, his whole, full body, blood, soul, and divinity, to give us our spiritual strength. Isaiah ends the reading with, "When you see this, your heart will rejoice and your bodies will flourish like the grass. And the Lord's power shall be known to his servants." Phil, replace Jesus wherever Jerusalem is in that reading, and you'll see a whole new meaning behind that reading. It's the glorious proclamation of Jesus coming to us. In the second reading, St. Paul is teaching the Galatians. It's the very end of the book of Galatians, the epistle, letters. And he's trying to tell them, your salvation, your glory, your hearts, your desires should be through the cross. It should be through the crucifixion. It should be through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And through that, you will have salvation. He brings in the understanding of circumcision in this reading. I want you to think about it in a different way. Where is your heart? We don't need to have a bodily item to set us apart from other people. What we do need is a heart that sets us apart from other people. The love of Jesus in our heart, asking for it to be softened. In other words, a way of saying to be circumcised, to be opened, to be given the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ in our own bodies. Paul ends that reading with an incredibly powerful statement. From now on, let no one make troubles for me, for I bear the marks of Jesus on my body. What does that mean? Paul traveled everywhere. He was brutally beaten a lot throughout his journeys as a proclaimer of Christ. He had the marks of scourging. He had the marks of beatings. He went to prison. And he was proud to know that he did all of that for our Lord and our Savior Jesus, to proclaim his name, his word, to the masses of the people. And then we come to the gospel. And Jesus is teaching us in this gospel about sending the 72 to go and proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. And it's not at hand just for whoever. He specifically says, is for you. The kingdom of God is for you, for me, for all of us. That's a powerful statement. These 72, when they returned back in the most joyful, rejoicing. They were just astounded of all the things that they were able to do that Jesus gave them the power to do. But Jesus said, don't rejoice in all of that. Rejoice that your names are now in heaven. That's our goal. We want our names in heaven. Mary and I had a beautiful opportunity to go on a pilgrimage a month ago to Italy. And that's why I reflect on when I read these readings and I kept reading through these readings, it dawned on me, these 72 and the 12 apostles before them when Jesus sent them out two by two, that's the foundation of our church. That's where we got here today. And another question for you to ponder, why are you here today? How did you end up getting here today? And I don't mean by car or because of this or that. What I mean by that is, think about the 2,000 years of our history of our church that gave you and me the opportunity to be here to receive the body blood of Jesus Christ. We had the incredible opportunity to visit St. Padre Pio, St. Francis, St. Clair, St. Paul, St. John Paul II, soon to be St. Carlos Acutis. And in one of my times when I was praying on this journey, the Lord said to me in my heart, these are the people that sacrificed for you, starting with Jesus Christ, who was born. I was at St. Mary Major's Church, Basilica. That is where the original crib of Jesus Christ is kept. It is also where Pope Francis is buried. And it was a remarkable church to be in. And as I prayed in front of that crib, he shared with me how to be so thankful and appreciative that he came to us and was laid in that crib. And since that day, all of the things that have taken place, we went to the place where Peter was crucified upside down. Paul and Peter left Rome, the Holy Land, around the year 60 AD and came to Rome. And I started asking, well, why would they have left Rome? The Holy Land. They were pretty safe at that point in time. They go to Rome. Why do they go to Rome? To proclaim the word of God to the place in this world at that point in time that was the center of this world. Rome and the Roman Empire had control of this world. And they went to the center of it to go teach and proclaim. And at that time, Emperor Nero was the one who had them both crucified. The emperors of the time thought the best way to take care of these Christians was to kill them. For the first 300 years until Constantine made Christianity legal, our popes were all martyred. 30 popes in that first 300 years. These are the people who built the foundation to give us the ability to be here today. And we now are all individually called to be one of the 72 in our own way. How do we do that? We live our lives according to what God wants us to be. We pray, we study scripture, we come to Mass, we try to teach it to our family, our friends, to be part of God's loving church. Amen.